Just days before the biggest football matchup of the season, a serious car crash involving one of the team's coaches and a child in critical condition. We're going to begin with that breaking news tonight here on News Nation from Kansas City.
That's right. The son of Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid is now under investigation in connection with a crash that left a five-year-old child in critical condition. Investigators say Britt Reid smelled like alcohol when they spoke with him after the crash last night. They say he ran into another car from behind. It all happened, in fact, not far from the Chiefs stadium. According to authorities, Reid told officers he had had two or three drinks. So far, he has not been charged. Investigators are waiting for results of his blood sample. And of course, this is all happening just days before Reid was set to take the field for the big game. He coaches linebackers for the Chiefs.
Right now, it is not clear if Reid will be coaching the game this Sunday. And News Nation reporter Dave DeMarco has been covering this story for us in Kansas City tonight since it first broke. Dave, walk us through the latest in the investigation and what you know at this point.
Yeah, this crash happened around 9 o'clock last night, as you mentioned, not far from the stadium here. It was when there was a car that had broken down on the ramp, ran out of gas, and another family member had come in another vehicle to try to stop and help. And that's when police say a truck they have now learned was driven by Britt Reid slammed or crashed right into the back of both of those vehicles. And police say two kids in the back seat of that SUV went to the hospital, a four-year-old with less serious injuries and a five-year-old with life-threatening injuries. I was able to track down a search warrant today filed by police to draw his blood after the accident. And those court records show the officer says when he made contact with Britt Reid, he could smell a moderate odor of alcoholic beverage on him, and his eyes were bloodshot and red. The officer asked Reid if he'd been drinking, and as you mentioned, two to three drinks he said that he'd had earlier that evening, and he also takes prescription medication. The officer says he did an eye test and observed signs of impairment. And Reid then was taken over to the hospital with stomach pains. Now, the application for a search warrant notes that he's had multiple prior DUI contacts. And at this time, police say the accident is under investigation. No one has been charged, but the Chiefs did put out a statement late this afternoon saying, quote, if the organization has been made aware of a multi-vehicle accident involving outside linebackers coach Britt Reid, we're in the process of gathering information and we'll have no further comment at this time. Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone involved. Of course, what everyone wants to know here in Kansas City, also worried about those kids, but is what is going to be the future of Coach Britt Reid, especially with the team set to leave from Kansas City to Tampa tomorrow to go down to the Super Bowl, and whether he'll be coaching. That's something that we're, of course, waiting to see. Dave DeMarco, News Nation, reporting live in Kansas City.
Dave, thank you. Within the hour, we received a statement from the Chiefs that reads, quote, the organization has been made aware of multiple vehicle accidents involving outside linebackers coach Britt Reid. We are in the process of gathering information and we will have no further comment at this time. Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone involved.